It's March 9th, 2018. It's 5 p.m. It's Friday. I'm coming home. I'm going to go to Costco and get gas, pick up some items up in the, inside the store. And I wanted to comment on, you know, I mentioned about a week ago the EMF being markedly higher near my house and in some other spots, you know, near the freeway. It's all in, there's an ongoing massive tennis tournament near where I live in Indian Wells, and so I'm already under heightened, increased EMF assault. But there's something else that's going on. I don't know how to put my finger on it exactly, except that I don't know when this came upon me. I'm going to say it was yesterday, either yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, early evening, whatever it was definitely the case that on the hike, so I did go hiking yesterday, and hiking is a generous term. I took a 6-mile walk along a dirt road. And no hike was that, but it was something. But in any event, I didn't feel myself. It's when people have those concerns, it's really, you know, what does that mean? I don't know. I just didn't feel like me. It was uncomfortable. I felt like I wasn't grounded, and that who I was changing, and it wasn't under my control. And it's kind of like a shifting in orientation or perspective. I don't know, but here's what I want to put out there as a, you know, a hypothesis. So I talked to one of my students, a kid that helps me as a volunteer in my classroom, a boy named Justin, and I asked him, you know, had he felt different? I mean, it was a leading question. You know, I asked him how he felt. He said he hadn't felt that good all week. And, I don't know. You know, you come back to the Deagle.com document about the 80% reduction in U.S. population. That's going to be brought about by war, biological assault, and then emigration, or the word of, you know, when you leave the country, mass migration out. It's going to become so bad here, and I should probably get out now. I feel it. I see it in the sky above me. You know, Trump has provided absolutely no parting of the clouds. The pedophilia, the satanic ritual abuse, the child sacrifice, the omnicide, ecocide of this, that is this brain. It all continues unabated. You know, he has done nothing. He's provided some superficial and what I would call comic relief. Comic in the sense of just sort of, adding to the drama and the tension, and occasionally having a decent point, but for the most part, being a buffoon and towing the line of whoever it is that he's towing the line for. You know, I don't know. It's not me. Not the concerns of the common man. Absolutely not. Yeah. And the arguments that he's playing a 4D chess, you know, are just, as time goes on and we see nothing accomplished and the sky's obliterated and known criminals, highly likely alleged criminals, like John Podesta and Loretta Lynch and these other people in the last administration, you know, they're walking free. And nothing's done about them. So I don't have confidence. I'm looking at a sun that is obliterated. The sky is completely fake. People are these idiots with money. I'm on a busy area here, but there's people with money around here. But you know, they're driving with their tops down, the windows down. It's mid 70s. They think it's great weather, but they're fools. I'm getting behind a Maserati. They're all idiots. And we're all being killed. But, and it continued today, the feeling. I tried to get some work done this afternoon, and I did some, you know, but for the most part, I was just hitting my head against the wall. I did not have the wherewithal to focus at all. And, yeah, I just, I was pathetic. And I slept a lot. I mean, I got good sleep last night. I got pretty good sleep the night before. And there's no excuse for my, this kind of a miasma, this incoherent lethargy, where I feel lazy, I feel tired, I feel disoriented. That is the word, disoriented. I am not oriented. And you could say, oh, that's a precursor to some spiritual awakening. I don't know. You know, I've been there, done that. I'm still right here as I was. You know, I just don't see how I'm feeling. I mean, it's unusual. But I don't really see how it could lead to anything good. But, you know, who knows? You need to at all times be open to it. Because these shifts, prior growth, you know, we're talking about in the, you know, 93, 94, generally, before the electromagnetic awareness came on me, when I would feel out of it, disoriented, like semi-delusional in many respects. Just in terms of the quality of my waking consciousness, I just was out of it. Even though I'd be able to drive and carry on a job, etc. But on an interior level, I was a mess. And that often led to a greater sense, you know, a deepening awareness, a greater cohesion and breadth and depth and all of that good stuff. So, you know, the birth pangs of a heightened consciousness can be and frequently are accompanied or preceded by these kind of prolonged senses of disorientation. And that's, you know, really how I am right now. I am disoriented. I don't like it. It is what it is. I'm not going to take drugs or go to the doctor about this. You know, I deal with my pain and psychological upheavals without recourse to, you know, established, you know, medical, Western medical professionals. I don't need their help on a goddamn thing. And I feel sleepy, and I just want to draw inward. I really want to draw inward. So that's all I wanted to say. And this, you know, what I was kind of contemplating today was the possibility that this 5G rollout, the increased EMF exposures that I'm experiencing, that part of the Luciferians, goal or strategy is to have us go insane. I mean, you hear about the lead in the water, you know, the lead pipes that the Romans used, and they're purportedly going mad from the lead in the water. And I'm sure there were some cases of some, you know, breakdown in cognitive functioning. I don't know what the water looked like. Maybe it was brown and just full of lead from the pipes. I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm sure. But there was probably some madness, some impairment that occurred along the way. But you know, I would not put it past the Illuminati, the sick fucks who are, you know, above and, you know, who are pushing this agenda of the spraying, that it's going to cause, or their intention is to cause, a mass idiocy, a mass moronization of the public, you know, having us lose 10 points in IQ and just devolve cognitively, and as a side effect or perhaps an intended effect of the spraying. And so, like the Roman Empire fell from the lead in the pipes, so it is that Western civilization will fall from the aluminum in the air column. Except this time it's intentional. By people who think they know better and who have the right to do this, as, you know, Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrime.net describes as the bankruptcy of the U.S. in 1933, with the U.S. government going into receivership and with Social Security numbers being issued to all citizens as collateral on the debt, and base in all government entities, the becoming corporate boards, basically, that represent or that do the bidding of the crown and of other elite financial interests. You know, we're no longer sovereign. And so people feel they own us. If you want to kill your cattle, you know, that is the prerogative of the owner, presumably. I object. But, you know, what is that doing? You know, how is my non-compliance on a mental level, you know, reduce the damage done to me by this, by breathing in this filthy, poisoned air? It does nothing. You know, maybe a 1%, you know, maybe your attitude has a 1% effect on the outcome. I don't know. But heavy metal is heavy metal. You can't paper that over. You can't put a positive spin on ingesting massive quantities of nanoparticulate heavy metals. So who knows, you know, are they doing something with the frequencies to help cause, you know, mass delusion, mass madness? If they could, they would. Wouldn't doubt it. And I feel a little bit mad. And I was not doing anything that special this week, you know. If anything, I would be probably a little more muted psychologically because I've been trying to sleep and just shut down as a result of the heightened EMF exposure. So I don't really know what's going on. It's unusual that I would be feeling some kind of an uplift or some, you know, tremors of growth going on. And so that's why I'm concerned that it's like a breakdown, actually. So that's always my fear. So I'm at Costco. I will turn it off right now and do what I gotta do. Over and out.